जयाकुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जयाकुंज बिहारी जय राधा जयाकुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदना जय ब्रज जन रंजन 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 जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रवृजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमत कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य लहरदास ठाकुर की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू सिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी टू सिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरी टू सिंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 25th Sloka number 13. We'll recite the sloka.
Yaddetarojait sattvam bhaswaram vishadam shivam tadasukhena yujyeta धर्म ज्ञानादि भी पुमान यद्येतरोचयेत् सत्वम् भास्वरम् विशदम् शिवम् तथा सुखेन युज्येत धर्म ज्ञानादि भी पुमान यद्येतरोजयेत् सत्वम् भास्वरम् विशदम् शिवम् तदा सुखेन युज्येत धर्मज्ञानादिभिः पुमान् यदेतरौजयेत् सत्वम् भास्वरम् विशदम् शिवम् तथा सुखेन युज्येत धर्मज्ञानादि पुमान् यदेतरौजयेत् सत्वम् भास्वरम् विशदम् शिवम् तथा सुखेन युज्येत धर्मज्ञानादिभि पुमान् Yadetaro Jait Satvam Bhashwaram Vishadam Sivam Tatha Sukhena Yujeta Dharma Jnana Devi Kumam
Mataji
Yadetaro Jait Satvam Bhaswaram Vishadam Shivam Tatha Sukhena Yujeta Dharma Jnana Devi Kumam Yadetaro Jait Satvam Bhaswaram Vishadam Sivam Tatha Sukhena Yujeta Dharma Jnana Devi Puman.
What to what translation?
Yada,
when.
Itarau,
the other two.
Jait,
overcomes.
Sattvam,
the mode of goodness.
Bhashwaram,
illuminish.
Vishadam,
pure.
Shivam,
auspicious.
Tada,
then.
Shukhena,
with happiness.
Yujeta,
he becomes
endowed.
Dharma,
with religiousness.
Jnana,
knowledge.
Adhibhihi,
and the other good qualities.
Puman,
a man.
Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the mode of goodness, which is luminous, pure, and auspicious, predominates over passion and ignorance, a man becomes endowed with happiness, virtue, knowledge, and other good qualities. Purport. One can control one's mind and senses in the mode of goodness. Once again, the purport. One can control one's mind and senses in the mode of goodness.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padkamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristhaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहमुदे श्री गुरु दीनतारणं परमानन्दमालो
हरे कृष्णा. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas here. Many of the devotees here are my Siksha Gurus. Whatever I have heard, learned and assimilated, it is only because of their grace. And whatever I am going to reproduce, that is also by their blessings. So seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas here. Very interesting three modes of material nature. The chapter which we have also heard many a times in our discussion in Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 14, three modes of material nature. Many of the slokas and what Lord is saying, same slokas, similar meaning is there in chapter number 14, different slokas. So we are going to discuss it in our discussion. So once again, I will repeat the translation. When the mood of goodness, which is luminous, pure and auspicious, predominates over passion and ignorance, a man becomes endowed with happiness, virtue, knowledge and other good qualities. Yadde tarau jayet sattvam. Yada, that is when, itarau, the other two, jayet, overcomes sattvam, the mood of goodness. So I am going to focus here in the first line of this sloka. When the mood of goodness predominates the other two, that is mood of passion and mood of ignorance. So all of us know that how in this material world, these three modes of material nature are always constantly struggling to predominate over one another. And that is what the first principle which we are going to discuss here, the principle of a struggle. How three modes of material nature are the very foundational building block of this entire material nature. And this first building block of this material nature is having the characteristic of a struggle. They are struggling with each other to predominate over one another. There is a wonderful sloka in Srimad Bhagavad Gita 14.10. Rajastamascha chabhibhuya sattvam bhavati bharata rajah sattvam tamascaiva tamah sattvam rajastama. Sometime mode of goodness becomes predominant, defeating mode of passion and ignorance, ocean of Bharata. Sometime mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance, and at other times ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way, there is always competition for supremacy. So that's what our first principle which we are discussing, that how there is always constant struggle in this material world for supremacy. The first building block of this entire creation, the three modes of material nature itself indicates it. Just like if we want to understand what will be the characteristic of an ocean, just by taking the drop of that ocean, we can understand whether that ocean will be salty or it will be sweet. Similarly, as we take out these three modes of material nature and understand what is the interaction between these three modes of material nature, how they are behaving, we can immediately understand what will be the characteristic of this material world. And as we are seeing that these three modes are constantly struggling, constantly fighting, constantly doing sangharsh to master over other. And that is what is the nature of this material world. And it is not surprising when we see that how people here are struggling to become controllers, to become enjoyers, because that is what this particular place, the building block, indicates. So if someone thinks that in this world they can be without a struggle, that I am here in this material world and I need not have to struggle, I will very nicely continue without struggling in this material world, that is the fundamental illusion. Because it is not possible. Just to continue to exist in this material world, for anything, if we want to keep at certain height, there is always a constant struggle, because law of gravitation is bringing it down. To keep something at same level requires a struggle. Not just a struggle, constant struggle. What to tell about taking that thing ahead or taking that thing little more in a better situation. So one of the practical application of this principle is, doesn't matter which status of life we are in, doesn't matter where we are in, doesn't matter how we are conducting our lives, but we will have to constantly struggle. We cannot avoid struggling. Now question arises, for what we are struggling? A struggle is inevitable. It cannot be avoided. It cannot be escaped. Here in this material world, we do see from micro level to macro level, the struggle is going on. Jiva jivasya jivanam. One living entity is trying to make other living entity as their foodstuff. From micro level we see. And the macro level, even big controllers like Indra, Surya, just recently there was Surya Grahan, so Rahu was trying to capture Surya. Similarly, we do see in Srimad Bhagavatam many a times, the Danavas are trying to control over or take over the demigods. So practically this struggle is there from very basic level, from micro level to macro level. No one can avoid this struggle. No one can run away from this struggle. So now the noble question arises, for what thing we are struggling? A struggle we just cannot stop. So the first principle which we discussed is a struggle which is inevitable in this material world. So material world can be understood that the second word or synonym of this material world is a struggle. Or in another way we can say that the game which is being played in this material world is the game of a struggle. Anyone who is here, by default, the default setting is he will have to struggle. We are now going to discuss the second aspect, and that is, what is the characteristic of this struggle? And based on what, there will be different duration of the struggle, there will be different result of the struggle, and while the struggle is going on, there will be different experience of the struggle. So the nature of the struggle, the result of the struggle, and the experience when a living entity is going through that struggle, how it will be differing. And it will differ based on which mode the person is struggling. Classic example, all of us have heard many a times, how Ravana had an intense desire, to become the controller, the proprietor and enjoyer of this world. And how he struggled so much. He did such a powerful tapasya. He did such a such an intense tapasya that he was even putting his head in the fire of sacrifice. What is the nature of that struggle? Very, very painful from beginning. And what happened? He got wonderful boons after that tapasya. You know, he got Amrit in his heart. And what is the result? After that, one lady sees refusing Ravana and he is continue to be in a miserable situation. Ravana could have very easily, you know, let go. Okay, not Sita, many others are there. But he just continued, no, I want. And due to this, he continued to struggle, even though he had so much in his kitty. But he continued to struggle. So, even though he had done so much tapasya, he got so much powers, but because he was predominantly in mode of passion, what happened? He continued to struggle. The duration of a struggle was throughout, from beginning to end. Continued to struggle. And what was the experience during this struggle? What was the experience which Ravana had? Experience of frustration. Why he started to put his head in the sacrifice? Because he saw the sacrifice is not bringing fruits. So let me start putting my head. So before getting the fruits, being frustrated, and after getting the fruits, one person is not willing to follow his desire, and result is frustration. There is so much anger, so many things, mode of passion. So the duration throughout. At the experience, frustration. And what is the experience? What is the result? Ultimately result was he died and he had to take another birth and he couldn't remain happy and satisfied. Same thing with Hiranyakashipu also. Hiranyakashipu also did such a powerful tapasya. What he didn't get? He got practically such a opulence. But one person didn't follow him and he continued to be in a miserable situation. That's what predominantly mode of passion does. Where the experience is frustrating, the duration of struggle is quite long from beginning to end, and needless to say, the result of that tapasya or a struggle is again and again, again and again, newer and newer birth. So here also a person is struggling, but the result of that struggle is constant struggle forever. Whereas, let's see the example of a struggle in a mode of goodness. Classic example of Narad Muni in his last birth. How Narad Muni was a small child and son of a maid servant. Now, one day in the house of the maid servant, few Bhaktivedantas come and mother was serving the Bhaktivedantas and she engaged them also. She engaged Narada in his earlier birth, the child, also to serve these Bhaktivedantas. And since this kid, Narada, in his earlier birth, was having the quality of beautiful three qualities. He was Danta, self-controlled. He was not childish, like other child used to play. You know, he was having the quality of mood of goodness, and what it did? It attracted the mercy of Bhaktivedantas. And then what happened? Bhaktivedantas, the devotees, continued to give him mercy, gave their Mahaprasad, and then he started to get taste for bhakti. He started to get taste for Lord's holy name and Lord's pastime. And in this, he continued And did a struggle ended? No, one day he found his mother is bitten by a snake. But then because he was in mode of goodness and he was struggling in mode of goodness, he was endowed with knowledge, as today's verse says. And he could understand, and he started to go towards north, towards, you know, so many cities, so many forests. And at one place he went and he did tapasya. He started to meditate on the Lord. And Lord personally came in front of him for a few seconds. Lord appeared for a few seconds. And then Lord told that, you know, you are able to see me for a few seconds. Now you will be able to see me in next birth only. You continue. And Narad Muni continued his wonderful meditation for this life. And as soon as he left in that birth, his body, the next birth, he appeared as Narad Muni, the transcendental messenger of Lord's glories. That's the struggle of mode of goodness. Now let's analyze this. What was the struggle here? The struggle here was to keep one in mode of goodness. That is self-control. And that's what the purport also says here. One can control one's mind and senses in the mode of goodness. So this was the only tapasya in one way Narad Muni in his last birth did, that he kept himself in mode of goodness. He remained himself in a position to be in mode of goodness. He controlled himself. He controlled his senses. He controlled his mind. And that was his tapasya. And what was the characteristic of this tapasya? The characteristic of this tapasya was that during the tapasya he was doing, he was getting more and more enlightened within, luminous within. That's why his mother died, but he didn't took it in a negative way. He took it in a very, very positive way as grace of the Lord and continued. That's the power of mode of goodness. That's the power of tapasya of mode of goodness. A struggle, of course, continued. But the experience during a struggle was illuminating. And what was the result? The result was, of course, no another birth, that he transferred himself as, you know, transcendental spaceman, Narada. So that's what is the power of a struggle in mode of goodness. So this is what the second thing which we saw, that a struggle is inevitable, but in which mode we are struggling determines what will be the experience during that struggle and what will be the result of that struggle. Now, the third aspect which we are discussing is the wonderful concept of how good attracts the best. How good, the mode of goodness, if a person continues in mode of goodness, that attracts the best. That is mode of pure goodness. As all of us have heard many a time, that an aeroplane, when it runs on the runway, if it continues to run on the runway, it becomes eligible to fly. Similarly, mode of goodness, these good qualities which Narada had, blessed him to get the blessings of Bhaktivedantas, and by which he could attain pure goodness, Vishuddha Sattva. So mode of goodness is like the platform through which the train of Vishuddha Sattva can be caught. Vishuddha Sattva cannot be caught immediately. Of course, if some great Vaisnava blesses someone, then even without being in mode of goodness, that can be achieved. But in general, it is the mode of goodness that is the good which attracts the best, that is mode of pure goodness. Mode of goodness is also considered as a bridge. This material world, here passion and ignorance are like the prominent features through which everyone is struggling. Prakriti sthani karshati, you know. And mode of goodness is like that bridge. And that breeze allows one to transcend from this material world to spiritual world. So breeze is not a place to make a home. Breeze is a place, is not a place to continue to be there. Breeze is a junction which allows a person to move from this material world towards a spiritual world. That is to get a spiritual Shuddha Sattva. Mode of goodness is also can be considered as clutch. You know, just like a gear. Right now the gear is with material world. In order to shift the gear towards the spiritual world, we require the medium of clutch. And that clutch separates that gear from material world for some time, and then it allows to get connected to the another gear, that is the spiritual world. So mode of goodness is one of the very, very prominent and critical mode which allows us to very smoothly transcend gradually from this place to a spiritual world. So that's how this good attracts the great. You know. However, this material world is so wonderfully designed. The characteristic of this material world is everything, doesn't matter what, has the negative side. Just like every coin, it has head and tail. You know, in this world there is duality, sukha and dukkha. Similarly, the mood of goodness also, it has another side. And what that another side is? All of us know, that's what Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 14.6, that how when a person becomes illuminated and he becomes happy, sometime he becomes attached or conditioned by this mode of goodness. Same thing which has the ability to transcend the person, same mode of goodness which has the ability to let a person move from this material world towards a spiritual world, unfortunately, due to the touch of passion and ignorance, here it is not pure goodness, because of the touch of passion and ignorance, the person becomes little bit proud of his knowledge. Because a person in mood of goodness becomes knowledgeable, becomes luminous, he starts to feel, I know better. And this, because of having this characteristic of I know more, I know better, they make themselves eligible to continue in this material world, even though they are in mood of goodness. Same thing, because of mood of goodness, they feel happy in this world. And because they continue to feel happy in this material world, that happiness sometimes binds. That a person thinks, okay, I am happy and satisfied, why to think of something else? And that's how this material mode of goodness, because of the presence of passion and ignorance, very much little bit in touch with it. Because of that contamination, the pride overpowers. And because of the pride overpowering, the person stuck himself here in this material world. And that's why we again and again, you know, repeatedly hear how humility is very, very important. One of the most important aspect of knowledge is humility. Because even we have the knowledge, but if we become proud of our knowledge, immediately we come down from mode of goodness. Our mode of goodness gets touched or affected. Just like the milk is being touched by a poisonous snake, it becomes poisonous. Similarly, the mode of goodness doesn't remain pure. It becomes affected by mode of passion. And that's how the person continues to struggle in this world, considering himself that I am a jnani, I know. So this is what the fourth aspect which we discussed. First is how a struggle is inevitable. No one can avoid a struggle. That is the characteristic of this material world. The second thing we discussed is the characteristic of a struggle based on different modes. The third thing which we discussed is how the good attracts the best. How the mode of goodness attracts the mode of pure goodness, that is Vishuddha Sattva. And the fourth aspect which we discussed, how everything in this material world has both aspects, positive side and negative side. Similarly, mode of goodness also in this world, because it is not completely pure, has another side, flip side of it. And that is, if we become attached to mode of goodness, because of the touch of passion and ignorance, we can continue to be here in this world. The fifth aspect which we are going to discuss, what is the way out? How we can come out from this? And that is where we hear again and again, the intervention of a sadhu. Sadhu sang, sarva sastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sang, sarva siddhi ho. How a devotee, when he intervenes in someone's life, doesn't matter whether the person is in mode of goodness, whether the person is in mode of passion, or whether the person is in mode of ignorance, all of them can be uplifted. And the classic example is our Srila Prabhupada. When he went there in the United States, who were the people? Practically everyone were in mode of passion and ignorance. But intervention of a sadhu, how they uplifted them, how he uplifted them from mode of passion and ignorance to mode of goodness, and not just in mode of goodness, he continued to uplift them to mode of pure goodness. And now they are the leaders of our society, pure devotees, leading hundreds and thousands to the spiritual world. And that is what the power of association of devotee, Sangha. So this material world, which has been characterized by these three modes, Sattva, Raja, Tama, similarly, the spiritual world also is characterized by three tattvas. And all of us have heard, and is Sandini, Samvit and Haladini. In one of the purports of Adi Leela, Srila Prabhupada writes that these three modes of material nature are the manifestation. I would like to read the exact translation, that how the Sandini, Samvit and Ahladini Shakti in this material world transform as one of the gunas. That's what Srila Prabhupada says. All of us know Sandini. Sandini is the knowledge by which Sandini is the way how the spiritual world is is dharyet. Each and every spiritual world, Vaikuntha planet, everything is due to Sandini Shakti. Samvat is the knowledge by which one can know Krishna. And Ahladini is the potency by which a devotee experiences joy in a spiritual realm, a spiritual world. So this material world, which is characterized by the three modes, where a struggle is constant, prakriti sthani karshati, whereas the spiritual world is characterized by this three, Sandini, Samvit, Ahladini, and one of the core principle of a spiritual world is seva. How everyone there in the spiritual world is serving the Supreme Lord or the devotees around. So one of the fundamental thing which differentiates this material nature and spiritual nature is how material nature we want to become controller, proprietor and enjoyer, whereas in a spiritual nature, that is in the spiritual world, how our only desire is how we can give enjoyment to Krishna. How let we be controlled by the Lord. How Lord be the only proprietor. And this is the mood of a spiritual world. So much so that even Lord himself wants to become servant of his devotees. Lord also wants to to become controlled by his devotee. Today is the day of Krishna Pusya Abhishek. Srila Prabhupada writes about this in three lines, you know, about Krishna Pusya Abhishek. And he tells that Krishna Pusya Abhishek is the day when the gopis decorate the Lord with flower decoration. So much flower decoration. And there Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna was like the doll in the hands of gopis. So how this particular today's festival also indicates the nature or the mood of a spiritual world. The mood of a spiritual world of how Lord wants to be controlled. Lord wants to be the puppet in the hands of his devotees. So here in this material world, we want to be the person who want to be the puppeteer. And in the spiritual world, on the contrast, on the contrary, everyone wants to become puppet. The devotees want to be puppet in the hand of the Lord. And the Lord in fact also wants to be puppet in the hands of his devotee. And that is what a spiritual world is all about. And that is what Ahladini Sakti predominantly do. That it fills the heart of a devotee with so much love, so much happiness, that devotee sometimes forgets. What he forgets? He forgets whether Krishna is Supreme Lord or not. He just forgets, here is the one whom I want to give love. That's it. The gopis don't think the Lord to be the Supreme Lord. The gopis just only understand, here is one whom I love the most. And that is what Ahladini Sakti does. So here, mode of goodness, mode of passion also many a times blinds us. Similarly, in spiritual world also, Ahladini Sakti blinds with the reality that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In the heart, the devotee desires so much to please Krishna that Krishna's identity as the Supreme Lord gets covered over by the love of that particular devotee. And that is what is happening in the spiritual world. So Pushya Abhishek also indicates how in a spiritual world, Lord wants to be the puppet in the hand of his devotee. Every day, Yashoda Maiya used to decorate Lord Krishna. And as Lord Krishna used to go to the forest, there also his friend used to decorate with different, you know, different minerals and other things. So the tendency which is there to serve, that is natural in the spiritual world, that is, let me serve the Lord. The same tendency becomes opposite here in this material world, and that is, we want to be served. Let I be the master. Let other people serve me. And what happens? Due to this, the person just continues to be in a struggling situation. That's the classic difference between material nature and a spiritual nature. A spiritual nature is a nature where devotees want to serve, and material nature is a nature where devotee or the person continues to struggle. And because he desires to be served, not to serve. So the fundamental pointer or compass which can change our destination is whether we want to serve or whether we want to be served. And if we want to be served, then we will continue to struggle in this material world life after life, unendingly. And if we want to serve, we are eligible to be in the spiritual nature, because that is the characteristic of that particular place. Today also happens to be a very, very important beginning of a festival in our temple, and that is Kirtan Mela. As I am saying the word, one of the famous Kirtaniya is in front of us. So Kirtan, what is Kirtan? Kirtan, that is Sankirtan, there is difference between Japa and Kirtan. Japa is of course chanting the holy name of the Lord, but Kirtan is coming together and singing the glories of the Lord. And as we hear and as we have heard so many times, that a person sometimes feel while doing japa, little bit sleepy. But we never find any person sleeping in kirtan. Why? Because the power of cooperation, the power of togetherness. And that is what also one of the characteristic of a spiritual world, where everyone wants to be together to help each other. Even though there is competition externally, but that competition in heart of the heart is to see other devotee progress better. As we have heard and we have seen in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, two devotees are running and they are trying to catch Krishna first. Let me try to catch Krishna first. Let me try to touch Krishna first. And it appears there is a competition, transcendental competition. But what is the mood? Let me run faster so that other devotee will run faster than me and he will catch Krishna first. So that's the mood of a spiritual world, where there is no envy and the only purpose is what will please Krishna. And Krishna becomes very much pleased when he sees cooperation, when he sees togetherness. And kirtan is a festival where this particular principle is very, very prominently being shown. And that is the principle of coming together. Coming together and chanting. Coming together and singing the glories of the holy name. And what happens due to this? The first thing happens is Lord becomes very much pleased. As we know, the prachetas, they please the Lord. Why? Why the Lord became pleased with prachetas? Well, because of one thing, and that is they did bhakti in a very, very cooperative spirit. So Kirtan Mela, which is starting from today, is characterizing one of the fundamental principle, that is, let us try to please Guru and Krishna by coming together. And that is the mood of a spiritual world. So we discussed today in our discussion few principles, how this material world, the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajaguna, tamoguna, they are constantly struggling to predominate over each other. And that's how we see in this material world, how there is constant fight for supremacy. And that is natural, because the fundamental building block is characterizing, is showing the characteristic of fight over supremacy. That is the first thing which we discussed, that is a struggle for supremacy or a struggle in this material world. It is inevitable. No one can avoid it. Everyone will have to go through it, because material world is being fundamentally characterized by the struggle. The second principle which we discussed was a struggle will be how, what kind of a struggle we will be going through will be determined by which mood we are in. The duration of a struggle, the experience during that struggle, and the result of that struggle. In which mode we will be in, accordingly, that kind of experience we will have, and the duration of a struggle, and the result of a struggle that we discussed. The third thing we discussed is how, if a person continues in the mode of goodness, that goodness attracts the best, that is mode of pure goodness. And how in this we discussed how mode of goodness is like the bridge, how mode of goodness is like the clutch, how the mode of goodness is like the runway, how the mode of goodness is like the platform. And through this, a person can transcend the mode of goodness and go to mode of pure goodness. The fourth thing which we discussed is how in this material world, everything has the dual nature. Duality is there. So same mode of goodness which has the ability to liberate or can take us towards mode of pure goodness, same mode of goodness can also bind us, because here mode of goodness is not pure. Same mode of goodness which is giving us knowledge, luminous light, happiness, can also bind us because of the pride which comes sometime. So this is the fourth thing which we discussed. And fifth thing which we discussed is how the most important element is sadhu sangha, association of devotee. And when a devotee gives his association, doesn't matter which mode a person is in, he can be uplifted. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he intervened. And as he intervened, many people, whoever where in whichever mood they got uplifted from mood of ignorance to mood of passion to mood of goodness and now in mood of pure goodness. And the final thing which we discussed is how, just like this material world is characterized by Satchit Ananda, or that is not Satchit Ananda, you know, three modes of material nature. Similarly, spiritual world is characterized by the Sandini, Samvit and Ahladini, three internal potencies of Srimati Radharani, or internal potency of the Lord, and through which a living entity can experience joy forever. And at the end we discussed how this particular festival, Pushyabhishek, as well as Kirtan, Mela, is one of the wonderful and beautiful expression of coming together and trying to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.